Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, stranger.
That's Bubba Lewis bringing us back.
It seems so.
One of the classics. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's just you and me, just the two of us. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind, and this is another one of those segments. I want to talk to you about the Biden administration coming up. As a small business owner, I want to approach it from that standpoint. As you know, I don't do politics on the show. I do talk about policy, though, because policy costs you money or makes you money. Policy either helps you in the marketplace or it hurts you. There's some neutral out there, but not much. And so I'm going to call it like I'm just going to basically repeat what has been said and also remind you of what you already know. And that is, if you were a business owner during the Obama administration, the Obama-Biden administration, you remember what that was like. You remember what the economy was like. You remember what the regulations were like. You remember the attitude of that administration toward business. And I'm not going to say what that was. I'm just going to say that if you were there, you remember what it was. You've got... It may have been different for you than for me, but it was not different for most people on Main Street. So, and the reason I'm bringing that up, I didn't know to do this until recently. I suspected it, but I didn't know. But now we know that I don't know what the percentage is, but a high percentage of President-elect Biden's cabinet, his cabinet and his... the secretaries and the undersecretaries and the deputy undersecretaries and all those people, and it's going to go right on down the line, apparently, because I keep hearing these things, from the Biden administration are increasingly made up of people who were part of the Obama-Biden administration. Now, if you understand that a lot of the things the government does for or to us out here on Main Street comes not from the president, comes not from Congress, but comes to us through the behavior and the practices of the bureaucrats. And you know that there are two kinds of bureaucrats. There are the career people who start in their 20s and retire 40 years later from the Justice Department or the IRS or OSHA, EPA or whatever, Commerce Department. Or they may work for six of those in their career. Those are the career people. Those are one kind of bureaucrat. The other kind of bureaucrat are the people who were appointed, and they're only there during that administration. And they're the leaders. They're on top of that, of the org chart. And the career people have to take new orders from new people every 4 years or so, depending on every time there's a shift from one side of the aisle to the other in the White House. There's a new boss in town, new sheriff in town for the career people and for you and me. Well, those career people, those appointed people in the bureaucracy are going to be heavily Obama appointees. Now we know their names. Victoria Nuland is going to be new. I think Nuland. I think that's how you say her name. She's going to be back. Jen Psaki is going to be back. On and on. There's a bunch of them that are going to be back. Susan Rice. Remember her? Remember the Benghazi stories that she reported? That were anyway. I won't go into all that. She's going to be back. And so that's going to make up the Biden team. So if as I said, if you understand that these bureaucrats have their own latitude. They're given, they have a general track to run on by the administration, but as they execute their organizations, their teams, and their departments, they have their own latitude to do things a certain way, the way they want to do it, and they do it, including making recommendations that become de facto regulations. Recommendations that become de facto regulations. We saw that a lot in the Obama administration, and a lot of those hurt small businesses. So I'm just going to say that however you thought you fared during the Obama administration, if you liked the way the economy went, if you liked the regulatory state in the Obama age, you're probably going to like the Biden situation. But if you didn't like it, if it was not a good time for you, then I actually fear that the Biden administration will be worse. Because I do think the party he belongs to is a lot farther left than even the Obama administration was. And the more left this country moves, the worse, I think, in my opinion, the worse it's going to be for Main Street. So I hope that helps you kind of sort some things out. I wish I could be more positive. I personally am not positive about the future for Main Street. I'm worried about it, and but time will tell. I hope that it turns out better than, at least not any worse than the Obama administration, but we'll see. Time will tell. And I'll be following this, and we'll be talking about it some more. I'm Jim Blassing, game 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.